Welcome to Spectrum, a daily public affairs presentation of WCSM. And now, here's Spectrum, the talk of Mercer and Auglaize counties.
And we welcome you here to the Midday Report on also Spectrum here, 96.7 The Wave. Kevin Sandler with you. Happy to welcome Ron Seawright to the program, who is Rockford's mayor. Ron, good to see you again. Thanks for coming.
Well, thanks, Kevin. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, we had you, out at, Rockford's Community Days not that long ago. That was a great weekend. And kind of, when we talked to you then, we kind of limited it to the Community Days, of course. But, to have you on, let's, get your background a little bit. Talk about where you came from originally, some of the things you've done, and what led up to you being elected mayor last year.
Okay. Yeah. I grew up just outside of Salina, but my grandmother lived in Rockford. And so I always came to Rockford. Soon after high school, I moved to Rockford and just loved the people, loved the community. And so I've been there most of my adult life. So,
and for you, we kind of talk about that adult life and what you did. Obviously, you always enjoyed Rockford. We're kind of civic minded. You'd been on council before, right?
Yes, I've been on council actually three different times. After being on this last time, I decided I wanted to try to see what I could do to help Rockford, and so I ran for mayor.
All right. And, with that, as you, become the mayor, you take over and you kind of look at the town and all that you have to offer. And I know a couple of things that Rockford always very proud of, too, your park, your community buildings,
Yeah, we've got a really nice park. We've got two nice buildings that they offer different venues, a lot of different options. And along with that park, we got a number of gazebos, and so we get weddings, and we get other things that can come up there. So it's a wonderful, nice little park that's sitting back, and it's nice and quiet.
And also, your ball diamonds, and let's face it, towns need ball diamonds, right? People love to play ball, and in particular, you're rather proud of yours.
Yes, we do. We got five ball diamonds. They're nice ball diamonds. We keep them up. We got a rec board that really takes good care of them. They're off of the village, and so they really take a lot of ownership on that. And then, obviously, Parkway uses some of it for their athletics. So they get used a lot, and we really like them. During the summer, with the little leagues and different the leagues that go on with the softball and baseball, you see a lot of people down there. And so there's a lot of activity down there.
Yeah, and with your shelter house by your fairly new pond, some days are pretty hot, sunny, and yeah, is a good way to get into the shade for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we're going to build a new shelter house by the pond, and that's a new project that we was looking at, but we had an Eagle Scout that wanted to take charge on that, and that's going to be his project. And so it's a win-win for the village. It's a win for the Eagle Scout. And it's we'll have something that's going to be permanent up there that's going to look nice and be an addition to that pond.
There's also, in that kind of general kind of area, the restoration of the log cabin at the park, a big part of history. Of course, there's a lot of history in this area, and Rockford certainly has its own, right?
Yes, it does. Yes, we believe that cabin could have been the cabin that was the founder of the village of Rockford. And it's a unique building. We've actually had college kids come down to see it from Cleveland. And so it needs some work. So the Historical Society is raising money to get it done. They raised quite a bit of it, and so we're going to restore it, try to make it back to where it was originally.
Yeah, and talk about history, right? It's probably fun to take kids in there and then field their questions, like tell them, no, there's no Wi-Fi in here. They didn't have electricity in those days. I just explain to them that this is some real, you know, history. This is the way people lived back then. And, you know, you can find pictures, you know, and things like that. Nothing will ever be the same as actually seeing something.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, you can get a tour through there, through this historical society. And I went through it for my first time, and it was so unique because, you know, you had to see the little house on the prairie and how they kind of lived, if you can remember that age. And, you know, this is like that. And just to be inside there and know that it was built and it was put back together the way it was built, so everything's authentic. And just like you said, it was very primitive. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of wood around, so being a log cabin, you know, and it is a true log cabin. And that's the reason why we're trying to restore it to where it really would be.
That's going to be fun.
Yes.
We're a lot of fun to follow that, see it happen, maybe get some pictures, tell people, come on out. It'd be a real attraction.
Correct. Know? Correct.
Now, every other Sunday, too, you want people come to the park. You have what you call a maker's market.
Yes. Yeah. We had a woman that stepped forward and wanted to have a market, and we didn't want to compete with nobody because we wanted to make it our own. So it started last Sunday. I think it was like 19 vendors come in there, and it was a wonderful day. I heard that in 2 weeks, they're going to have 17 that's already signed up that day of last Sunday. Very unique blend of different vendors. We had everything from candles to handmade stuff to computer generated stuff to food and even dog food if you got a dog. So
yeah, sometimes you got to give your best friend a little treat, right?
No kidding.
Bring some premium food home, yes, or something like that. So that's really neat. Also, you know, the mural that's on, you know, the firehouse, the train sign, you know, showing how it used to be, right?
Yeah. Well, we're a lot about history. Rockford actually is the oldest town in Mercer County. And so we like to highlight that. And so the mural describes basically what it was like when they come here. And it was hand-painted. It was painted partially on site, partially not on site. And they put it up on the fire station. There's a placard that tells a little bit of description about it. And as far as the train, we had an old elevator that had the foundation, and we wanted to do something with it. And once again, another organization stepped forward and put a train on that because the train track was right next to it, and it describes a little bit. And now we got crossing signs, and so we're adding to it. So we really want to think a lot about our past, but we're looking for our future too.
And also with that too, you've got numerous organizations that are 100-year-old organizations that are still going on again in Rockford.
Yes, we do. We're very pleased to have those organizations. 21st Century Club celebrated their 100th. American Legion Post celebrated their 100th. And, you know, I seen where Fraternal Order of Masons are even older than that. And this was before I became mayor. Been trying to honor these people and these groups because that's what makes Rockford. And so we've got a good base of people, and I love our organizations. I want to see our organizations unite and try to help each other, but we're blessed with a very good group.
And also, you know, infrastructure, too, that is ready for expansion, you know, for economic development purposes. If a company is expressing interest in your town, you pretty much have to be ready to go immediately, right? That's what they're looking for. So, you know, you got to be ready for that.
Exactly. Exactly. And we're working towards that very much. We got the main things in Rockford. Obviously, we're going to have to expand. And we're looking at that. We got people that's right now investing in that, and it's in the starting stages right now, but we're working at it and we're looking at it. And so, but we're ready. We're welcoming businesses. We want to see businesses come into Rockford. We want to see Rockford grow, but we want to see it grow in a manner that will benefit Rockford.
That's for sure. And then another thing too, you know, the intersection of like 33 and 118, you know, there's a lot of traffic flow. You know, people think of you as a small town, which you are, of course, but where you're located is kind of that main artery of traffic that's like interstate, right? And they're all passing through town every day.
Every day. You know, we're uniquely located, as you said. We have anywhere from 6,000 to 7,500 vehicles come through Rockford each and every day. You know, when you think about it, we are close to a lot of things. We're 15 minutes away from both Salina or Van Wert. Coad, we're close, but even we're close to Lima. We're close to Fort Wayne, you know, within an hour. We're close to interstates that can support that with 33. So we're uniquely situated, and I really like where we are in part of that. So I really feel that our community can grow with that, and people will like our little community.
For sure. And with that, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and, you know, we're going to talk about your museum, your historical society. We'll talk about, you know, fire, EMS, police, so much more as we continue talking to Rockford's Mayor Ron Seawright on Spectrum.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Lowe's knows owning a project means owning the right tools. And during Craftsman Days, you can save big on what you need from a brand you trust. Get a free Select V20 tool when you buy a Select Battery 2-Pack. Plus, get your choice of the V20 string trimmer or leaf blower for only $99. Find these savings and more today. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 7/10. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
We all know just because gifts for loved ones can look like flowers, a spa day, or maybe even planning date night. But what about something that will truly last and protect your loved ones along the way? I'm talking about life insurance. I called SelectQuote to secure our coverage and couldn't believe how easy and affordable it was. I'm 40, and my $500,000 policy was only $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. And with their same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. With monthly payments less than the cost of a bouquet of flowers, this is the perfect time to make sure your family is protected.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-596-2626 or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-596-2626. 1-800-596-2626.
Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Hey, back on Spectrum, Rockford's Mayor Ron Seawright is with us here. And, you know, you talked about, certain things. Things, you know, you did talk about history. So, you know, your museum, your national, you know, historical society that is full of items of yesteryear.
Oh, man. Our town hall is / our museum. And if you go through there, it's just packed. In fact, it's getting so big that they would like to expand. And they're looking to expand. They'd like to get a railroad cross or a railroad depot. And they'd like to figure it out. They've been looking at different things, but they do a fantastic job. They have brought in, and the community has supported this, and it's a community-led thing. So
you're right, for sure. And then also, you know, you have top-notch volunteer fire department, Mercer County EMS squad, you know, in your firehouse where, you know, if needed, they're ready to go.
Yes, they are. Actually, that's one of the highlights. You know, we're lucky. We have a very good fire department that's fully staffed. We got a local business that supports it during the business days. So we don't lack. We got an EMS that we're very, very thankful for. We are pulling for this new levy that's coming up. We need to get this passed where so that we can provide EMS support. The beauty of us being together is we can coordinate very well, especially in an accident or even a fire. They know where we're at, and there's no distinction about, okay, do we know what's going on? So so we're all housed together. And so the fire department's got 6 trucks. We got a ladder, which is very unique. I never thought we'd ever see one. So our fire protection is very good. And right now our EMS needs help. And so we need volunteers. And trust me, I've been a volunteer. You get more from being a volunteer than what you do helping other people. So I highly encourage that.
All right. And also, you know, your police department, you know, full-time officer, school resource officer for Parkway Schools. Of course, your resource officer was the chief for many years. You know, Brian Stetler's your chief now. And of course, we know him very, you know, well. And so they work to keep Rockford safe.
Yes, they do. We had a unique thing that we started in working with Parkway Schools. Parkway Schools reached out to us, and our chief at the time, Paul May, was already inside the school, and he was already providing service, and he became a good fit. So he graciously stepped down, and Chief Stetler assumed his position, but it's been a good transition. What it has done is it put a police officer inside Parkway Schools that's there all the time, and it also allowed the village of Rockford to not have to bear the burden of having a police officer on the school at certain times. So it's actually helped both entities very much. By doing so, we expanded our department, even though we're a small department, and by another officer, and we have agreements that, you know, obviously will support each other. So it's a win-win, once again, proposition that we're looking at, and that's one of the things we're always looking at. What can we do to make things better?
Let's also talk about how you're preparing for a major street reconstruction project later this year. At least get people warned, you know, that progress comes with orange cones. You know?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And unfortunately, as I was talking to a resident this morning, it's going to happen later this year. And it just happened that the bids come out and the workload of the construction companies, it probably won't start until, you know, mid to late fall, or maybe even early winter. It's not ideal. We understand that. But with grants and everything that we're getting, it's costing us very little. So once again, we're trying to do the best with our taxpayers' dollars as we possibly can. But yes, it's going to be Franklin Street's going to be a major project to us. We can't fulfill what we really wanted to completely fulfill, but it's going to be the length, most of the length of the Franklin Street.
Also, a couple things that I want to get, you know, before we run out of time, but we mentioned that you've sold 13 lots in your new subdivision. You're looking for more lots. And, you know, the new subdivision in Rockford, that's a long time project, obviously needed and part of that expansion.
Yes. Yeah, it was. We had a long time Rockford area resident that gave us a proposal and we took advantage of it. 13 lots have been sold. Most of those lots of the houses are being built or built on it. We'd like to expand it by 7 more lots. And we have a total of 22. That's including that 7. So we do have expansion in there, and we'd really like to see that grow. We do have financial concerns on that right now by our expansion, but we're welcome somebody that wants to come in and join us and help us.
All right, Ron. Again, we certainly appreciate your time. Remind people as well, too, they can always call the Rockford Village offices if they have any questions, send an email if need be, if they have any ideas. I mean, that's what y'all are there for. You got council meetings where people can come and speak. And, even when they're really not happy about stuff, I know you want to hear from them because obviously that's why you're there, you know?
Correct. You can call me at the village office at any time. I'm usually there in the mornings, about every morning. I try to be there. I try to make contact with our village people. You can also get a hold of me. I walk my dog twice a day. You can stop and pull me over, and I get this very often. We can have a conversation. Yeah.
They can talk with you as long as your dog is willing to stay in one place.
Exactly.
You could get pulled away. And we cannot hold that against you.
That's right.
That's how that happens. Ron, good to see you. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Kevin.